Good day, Feast Binangonan. Cap Marky here, and welcome to Feast at Home. Welcome to our new series titled Citizen, How to Build a Nation. And let's start this talk. Talk one. God likes politics. Baka marahil kayo nagtataka, di ba? O nasasya kayo by today's title. No? Maraming questions lang. Really? God does like politics? Yeah. Ang hirap po nito para sa akin. No? Because I don't like politics. Opo, ayoko po ng politics kasi sensitive matter po yan para sa akin. And I don't want to mix it up. But here is what surprised me. Ito po, what surprised me. Nung one day nagbabasa ako ng Bible, I realized that God was deeply immersed in the politics of Israel. Halimbawa, God chose Israel's kings, diba? He chose their first king, Saul. And nung sinaway ni Saul si God, he replaced him with a shepherd boy, David. And when David died, God chose the next king, Solomon. Well, Daniel says na God removes kings and set up kings. No? That's in Daniel chapter 2, verse 21. Napakarami pa pong examples. And now here's about two ways to serve through politics. Yeah. Let's dig in a little. My calling is to be a spiritual leader. Yes, I have enough self-awareness na hindi ako nababagay na political leader. Now, by the way, I hope God will call some of you to serve in government because we desperately need more champions for the poor in that arena. Now, but here are two simple ways we can all serve God through politics. First, discern the best candidates, vote and support them. And number two, see political issues from the lens of our faith. Opo, lens of our faith. What is this lens? The purpose of this talk is specifically about that lens. That God is the restorer. Today, I want to preach the message, God is the restorer. And I humbly propose that we see political issues from this lens. Before I continue, let's all pray our favorite prayer here in the feast. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Today, I receive all of God's love for me. Today, I open myself to the unbounded, limitless, overflowing abundance of God's universe. Today, I open myself to God's blessings, healing, and miracles. Today, I open myself to God's words so that I become more like Jesus every day. Today, I proclaim that I am God's beloved, I am God's servant, I am God's powerful champion, and because I am blessed, I am blessing the world in Jesus' name. Now, our key passage ngayon is, well, it's kind of perfect for Lent. Diba? Because during Lent, well, we fast. We fast, nagayon na tayo. But today, instead now of just eating, you know, of just avoiding yung mga matatamis na yan, no? Yung mga paborito natin, now God is inviting us to a deeper kind of fast. And He... It comes from Isaiah chapter 58, verses 6 to 7. Basahin po natin. No, this is the kind of fasting I want. Free those who are wrongfully imprisoned. Lighten the burden of those who work for you. Let the oppressed go free and remove the chains that bind people. Share your food with the hungry and give shelter to the homeless. Give clothes to those who need them. And do not hide from relatives who need your help. Now, if we do, like if ginawa natin to, God says that, you know, that this is what will happen to us in verse 8 to 9. Basa ulit. Then your salvation will come like the dawn, and your wounds will quickly heal. Your godliness will lead you forward, and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. Then when you call, the Lord will answer. Yes, I am here, He will quickly reply. God repeats what He wants to do. He wants, he repeats what he wants to do in verse 9 to 10. Basahin uli natin. Remove the heavy yoke of oppression. Stop pointing your finger and spreading vicious rumors. Feed the hungry and help those in trouble. And in verse 11 and 12, God promises. Let's read. Then your light will shine out from the darkness, and the darkness around you will be as bright as noon. The Lord will guide you continually, giving you water when you are dry and restoring your strength. You will be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring. Some of you will rebuild the deserted ruins of your cities. Then you will be known as a rebuilder of walls and a restorer of homes. God is the restorer, and He wants us to be one as well. Now, let's know the difference between animals and humans. Now, because you know what is the most, what is the difference? Now, what is the most religious insect in the world? Answer: the praying mantis. Joke. Sorry na. But did you know that after the praying mantis mates, katapos nila magtalik, the female decapitates her male part. Well, I said it another way. After mating, she bites off his head, chews it, and swallows it. Bakit? Tanong yung bakit? Because it's high in protein. Diba? And she needs nourishment for her pregnancy. And the closest food is her partner. Terrible. Terrible, diba? Pwede mo sabihin, oh, Kap, diba? You might say, Kap, they're insects. well, not just insects. Hindi lang sila. Now, let me show you a few more photos. Yeah. What is common among these animals? Sagot. They, on occasion, eat their own young. Nakakadiri mang isipin, but yes, they do that. They eat the bodies of their or the babies of their rivals. Now, in the animal kingdom, cannibalism happens more often than we think. Now, according to scientists, 1,500 plus species of animals are known na kinakain nila yung mga anak nila, and it's acceptable to them. But it will never be acceptable sa ating mga tao, to us humans. If this were to happen to people, kung mangyayari sa atin to, something inside us rebels. That's why when we see someone take advantage of another person, na, spontaneously, ha, pabigla-bigla tayong, we say, no, this is wrong, mali yan. Like when Russia invaded Ukraine. We say that, this is unjust. Question. Why do we care so much for justice? Now, the Bible gives the answer on page 1. We care for justice because God made us in His image. Chapter 1, verse 27. Let me read this to you. This is the foundation of the Bible's understanding of Jesus, of justice. Every human has equal dignity as a God carrier. Rich or poor, powerful or powerless, educated or not, mayaman o mahirap, masigla o handicap, lalaki man o babae, or a child, we're supposed to treat every human as God's representative. Yes. But tayo rin, we too, we act like animals. It's nakakalungkot po. Sadly, we don't treat every person in that way. All throughout human history, we've acted like animals. We've become cannibals too. We hurt, we kill, we cheat, abuse, exploit each other. And the Bible talks about it too. And it says Adam and Eve were willing to redefine what is good and bad to fulfill their selfish needs. Now this becomes graphic when Cain kills his own little brother Abel. And to this day, the Cains of this world have been killing their younger brothers. Bigger countries swallowing up, swallowing up small countries. Mga politicians stealing from the masses, tyrants using the poor. And what does God do? And what does God do? All throughout the scriptures, God is a God of justice. And biblical justice has a very specific emphasis. Justice comes in two kinds or two forms. First one, retributive justice. Ito yung unang pumapasok sa isip natin when we hear the word justice. Ano ba yung pumapasok sa isip natin yun? That means that those who do wrong should pay for their crimes. But in the Bible, most of the time, justice takes the second form, which is what? The restorative justice. Now, if every human being is an imago Dei, why do some not have abundant life? Why are some, being oppressed, abused, exploited, trampled? Yeah? Restorative justice is restoring people's dignity and abundance as God-bearers. Now, the book of Psalms describes God as a restorer. In chapter 146, verse 7 to 9, let me read this to you. He gives justice to the oppressed and food to the hungry. The Lord frees the prisoners. The Lord opens the eye of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are weighed down. The Lord loves the godly. The Lord protects the foreigners among us. He cares for the orphans and widows, but he frustrates the plans of the wicked. Now, say this with me. God is my restorer. God is my restorer. Are you trapped in an oppressive situation? Are you stuck in poverty? This is not God's plan for you. Hindi yan ang plano ng Diyos para sa iyo. Kaya huwag mo sasabihin, ito na ang tadhana ko. This is my fate. Huwag mo sasabihin yan. God wants you to live an abundant life. Now, hindi naman yung, when I say abundant life, is yung a luxurious life. No? Abundance or abundant life isn't just about money. Abundant means most of all. Huh? Most of all is your relationship with God. But it includes fulfillment, freedom, friends, families, and finances. Or perhaps you're being maltreated. Minamaltrato ba? Or are you stuck in an abusive relationship? No. Well, hindi naman sa hindi ka papayag, pero don't settle. Don't settle and say na I can't, na hindi ko na kayang baguhin yung buhay ko. No, God wants to restore you. Kaya kapatid, no one should treat you like garbage. You're a God carrier. God will give back to you the dignity that you've lost. Pray with me. Kapatid, pray with me. Lord, you are my restorer. Free me from anything that enslaves me. I declare my dignity as your representative on earth. And I claim your kind of abundance. I claim it, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, get ready for our main message, mga kapatid. And this is what he calls us to be restorers too. Yeah, syempre, because we're made in his image, di ba? He wants us to be restorers here on earth. Now, in the book of Proverbs, it says in chapter 31, verse 8 to 9, Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Ensure justice for those being crushed. Yes, speak for the poor and the helpless and see that they get justice. And the prophet Jeremiah says in chapter 22, verse 3, do what is right. Help those who have been robbed. Rescue them from their oppressors. Quit your evil deeds. Do not mistreat foreigners, orphans, and widows. Kapatid, God likes politics because God loves people, especially the poor. And politics can be a tool that can restore abundance to those who have least, who least have it. Question. Who are you? Meron pong four types of people in society, and who are you in this? First, oppressed. Those who are abused, those who are trapped in unjust evil structures of society, yan po ang mga oppressed. Second, oppressors. Those who benefit from those unjust structures. Corrupt politicians, greedy employers, yan po ang mga oppressors. The third, indifferent. These are people yung may sariling mundo or who live in their own personal bubble. As long as their stomachs are full, they don't care about the suffering of others. Wala nang pakialam. And these are the goats in Matthew chapter 25. Remember? Now, they don't feed the hungry or clothe the naked or visit the prisoners. These are the indifferent. The fourth one are the restorers. These are the sheep in Matthew. They seek out the oppressed and restore them to a life of abundance. They feed the hungry, umadalo sa mga may sakit, they welcome the immigrants. Kaya, kapatid, we end this talk by asking this big question. How can I be a restorer? How can I be a restorer? Stop living in your own social bubble. Stop living in your own world. Indifference is selfishness. And selfishness is idolatry. Because selfish people worship themselves. Now, I suggest four steps on how to be God's restorers. Step number one, nurture empathy. Who are the oppressed that you meet regularly? Yung lagi mong nakikita. Who doesn't have the choices that you enjoy? Diba? Snap out of your obsession with your little problems. Gala ka, walk around. Listen to the stories of those who have less. Mga patid, according sa statistics, 4.2 Filipino people still go hungry. May nakakasalam mo ako ba nito? Amongst the 4.2 million people or persons. Now, go out of your way to visit them. Talk with them. Feel their hunger. Here is God's call for you. Make their problems your problem. Step 2. Relate to them as God carriers. Now, you listen to them, respect them, befriend them. By talking with someone, with kindness, you're already helping change that person's self-concept. Ulitin ko po. By talking with someone with kindness, you're already helping change the person's self-concept. Because love heals. Step 3. Find little ways to restore the abundance or their abundance. Don't wait for the government to do anything. Huwag niya nahihintayin ng gobyerno. Because politics is only one way of helping. Isang daan lang po yan. Now, I'm not talking about yung mga dollouts, yung mga all-out na ginagawa mo yung sagad ka kaagad. No? Dollouts rarely help. They just make us feel good pag all-out ka. minsan yun lang yung baga parang assuage of guilt. But they don't really release the person from the prison of poverty. Okay. Instead of giving fish, teach people to fish. But it could mean helping kids get into school or facilitating microloans for their business. Marahil tinatanong yung akap, ako nga eh, magulo finances ko, paano pa ako makakatulong? Then work on your own finances. Brother Bo always tells us, diba, grow in financial literacy. Diba, learn like crazy. And when you're able to, set up an alms fund for helping. Or grow in your passion. You know, work hard and then you teach them to replicate. Something like that. Step 4. Vote for candidates that are committed to the poor. Now, obvious naman, all candidates will include this in their platforms, di ba? Yeah, once again, if all they'll do are yung mga, you know, dole out yung mga sagarang gawa o yung isama sa platform na niya, well, that won't work. You must do the hard work of research. Alamin mo, discuss and discern kung, you know, who among the candidates has the character and, you know, competence to be restorers. Sabi nga, di ba? Actions speak louder than words. So look at their track record, research their past performance, compare notes with other discerners. Or, well, please review our Kaibang Bisita Iglesia. I encourage you to do it with your friends here at the feast. Now, God will restore you and this nation. Mga kapatid, I've been serving and learning how to help in service. Believe me, sometimes it's tiring and sometimes minsan nakaka-depress pa. Diba? Naalala ko may mga students ako pre-pandemic. Tinutulungan ko dati. You know, others failed and some are doing great. Meron pa nga akong ngayon, siya pa yung nakakapagpatayo na ng bahay ngayon. Now, sometimes, during the process, you will get frustrated. Yeah, when you get frustrated, you ask the Lord, like, Lord, why am I even doing this? Diba? Especially if you're clouded by the failures. You come to a point, you see that, why am I doing this? It's pointless. But when I asked the Lord that, He told me, trust me, I am the restorer. Yeah. You're just my assistant. And that message sunk into my head and my heart. That, I just need to do this. I just need to help. I just need to serve. Kailangan kong maging mabuting assistant kay Lord. Kaya alam niyo kung anong ginagawa ko ngayon, tumutulong pa rin. Hanggang sa kaya ko. I will not stop because God doesn't stop restoring. And this is His work, not mine. I realize God is the restorer of the 4 people I mentioned above, or I mentioned earlier. God restores the oppressed, but He also restores the oppressors. Diba? The oppressors, the Lord asks them to repent. He also restores the indifferent, diba? Calling them to love. Mga masarili, God pokes them to love. And God restores the restorers who get tired and discouraged. And whoever you are right now, sino ko man dito sa apat na to, mga kapatid, come to the restorer. And as you enter into worship, allow Jesus to restore you. Submit to Him any area in your life that needs abundance. Again, God is the restorer, and He will restore us, and He will restore our nation. And may our prayers and dreams come true. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for letting us learn, for giving us this message, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for always being there for us, Lord, taking care of us. Lord, help us to be wise, O Lord, in the choices that we have in our lives. Help us, Lord, to take care of the blessings that you have given us, and help us, Lord, to learn how to be abundant in life. And help us, Lord, to realize the abundance that you continuously offer us. Okay, Lord, thank you for the past week. Patuloy namin hilingin, Lord, that you give us the strength, Lord, na magawa na for this coming week, Lord. Bigyan niyo kami, Lord, sa pagdalakas na magampanan namin, Lord, yung mga tungkulin namin, kaya maging productive kami. And Lord, pakita niyo sa amin, Lord, yung plano niyo para sa amin. Make us aware, Lord, or enlighten us, Lord, ng mga plano. In your time, O Lord, we claim it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Peace be naman na. I miss you all. Sobrang na kayo nakakamiss. Hoping to see you soon. And have a wonderful week ahead of us. Of you, all of you. God bless.